Okay, so if you're saved, you have the dual nature, the Holy Spirit, Christ in you, the hope of glory, and the natural. Emmanuel, God with us. He took on a dual nature. God took on a dual nature so man could have a dual nature. Because he, look, you know all things. All you had to do is think back at the cross. I'm not anything special. All the saints, all the born again saints know all things. And you might say, well, how? Look back at the cross. What happened at the cross? Death and resurrection. Look out in front of you. The plants are dying, the animals are dying, but there's also new life. People go to the grave, but then a baby's born. Death and resurrection. You go to sleep, typology of death. You wake up, resurrection. You have a wake. What is the waking moment? You wake to your new identity, and so you have a mourning. You mourn your old identity because you've moved from one identity to the next. You know all things in Christ. You know all things in Christ. Just look back at the cross. Everything happened at the cross. Everything. So you might watch a movie. There's no new movie. Most of your movies are love stories. There might be some fighting and stuff like that, but most of the movies are love stories. Why? No greater love than a man lay down his life for his friend. God sent his son to die because man fell into sin. Man fell into the repeat because Adam had a flesh side. Eve was the flesh side of Adam. So she represents the flesh side of Adam. She's the piece cut off. And so your flesh side, so Adam and Eve were called Adam. So he had a dual nature, Adam and Eve. A.M., P.M., P.M.S., evening. A.D. is toward A.M., Adam, day and night. So you have a day and a night. You have a flesh mind and a spirit mind. But you die daily to the flesh mind and walk in the spirit. It's really easy. I just gave you everything right there. So as you unfold it, so let's say you have a question about anything. Let's think about a football game or a hockey game or basketball, face to face, the red versus the blue. So Adam and Eve has to go face to face to push out a baby, right? And so in hockey, you have a face off and the puck is pushed out. The referee has black and white on, which is your checkered board, the cross. And the red is the blood, and he drops the puck, and they take their sticks, their staffs, and they hit the puck, but they're face to face. So when you went and sit down and eat a meal face to face with somebody, you're turning over thoughts in your mind, and your conversation together turning. What happened at the cross? God came face to face with man. Push out a baby until Christ be formed in you. The God-man is the mediator between God and man. And so God came face to face with man through Jesus, that man could go face to face with God through Christ by faith, covered by the blood. And so everything is at the cross. Everything that you're doing, everything that you're thinking, everything that you're dreaming, everything that you're hoping for, whatever you're doing right now is based on what happened at the cross. If you're nothing but in the flesh, I already know, if you're drinking and drugging and running the streets, you're not happy. You don't have your identity inside. You have no identity. If you're running the streets, it's because you don't have an identity. If you're discontent or you have an addiction because your identity is D-I instead of I-D, A-D-D-I. If you have an addiction, it's because your identity has been flipped to DI, divided mind, instead of whole mind. ID, it means whole. Your identity. You're an entity, and your ID has to be sound and stable in Christ. So you know all things by just going back to the cross. A narcissist. What is a narcissist? A narcissist is what? A divided person. A psychopath, sociopath. They're divided. They want to be worshipped because they either want to worship you or they want to be worshipped. But if they try to worship you, they'll be disappointed. And if they get you to worship them, you'll be disappointed. And they'll be disappointed because you're disappointed. A divided mind or a divided house cannot stand. So division or DI is not stable. It can't stand. So the only way to get your stability is get your identity in Christ. ID. Not DI, but ID. Otherwise, you're unstable. I'm giving this information out for free. This is high-level information that even the preachers don't even talk about because they don't really know. But the code reveals it. I'm showing you code, the code behind the codex. I'm showing you the code behind the codex. You might say, what gives you the right to say that you can do that? Because the Shekinah glory showed up and revealed it to me. For real. And you can see it too. I'm just a messenger. I'm just passing through, passing it on. I thought the whole world, when I first saw it, I thought the whole world would want it, but they don't. They're so caught up with the cares of this life. So that's, when you get saved, you want your family to hear the gospel and get saved, and they don't really want to hear it. They just go about their life, the cares of this life. And so you go through the same thing Jesus went through. Jesus came unto his own received him not. Jesus came unto his own received him not. That's what's happening with you. You try to give somebody some truth and they receive it not. And you're all scattered. Everybody's scattered. All those saved people who seek truth, they're scattered all over the place. You don't even talk to them. You might have a few you talk to, but most of the time, they got one leg in the world, one leg in heaven, you know. And so they can't even hear you when you tell them deeper stuff. So the scattered saints all over the place. The scattered saints. I have never seen traffic like this. It's a Friday. I should be at the house. That guy was mad at everybody else for driving bad, but he was the way they were driving, but he was the bad driver, the hypocrisy within. And so that's another thing. Usually when you're mad at somebody else about something, it's because really you're guilty of it. Maybe not at the exact, but in some other shape or form. I think I might do rideshare in the mornings instead of night because it's just too much traffic. But if you do it in the morning, you might not make as much, but it's peaceful. People are going to work. They're not drunk. You don't have to hear their foolishness. We'll see. We'll test it. Test the bridge. Test the waters. Before you jump in the tub, you put your foot in there to see if it's hot or cold. You test. Before you go over a bridge, you test it. You test. You try the spirits too. Compared to 6 months ago, there's cars everywhere. Everybody was really worried about getting COVID. They were scared. Now they're not. Ain't that the truth? I mean, I got just as many cars out as I did here a year ago. It's crazy traffic. It's even worse, really. Oh, you know all things. All you have to do is go back. What happened at the cross? I always ask that question. If you have a question, whether it's at home or on the job, or in the church or in yourself or whatever. What happened to the at the cross? Death and resurrection, sacrifice and new life. Sacrifice and achievement. The sine wave. What about the movies? All movies are the sine wave. All music is the sine wave. Up and down, up and down. Oh no, there's a, oh no, we're gonna have a problem. Oh no. But the hero, there's always a hero that rescues the problem. Once you see it, all movies get old and boring. Become boring. And you're actually looking at yourself, really, to be honest with you. Because your body is a water vessel in this, the waves of the ocean. You know, they say, well, the moon affects women. Yeah, I used to not believe that, but yeah, it does. But it affects not just women, it affects the human race, because the waves, you have chemicals in your body, you have you're a water creature. Everything around you is a reflection of you. As you look out at a building, you're the building, the body. As you look out at a vessel, car, a ship, you're a body ship. As you look out at lights, you're the light of the world, Christ in you. As you look out at a table leg, you have legs. As you go to the body shop for your car, you are a body. Excuse me. It's so obvious now that this earth was made for you, right? So your body's a temple or a tent, right? The temple was a tent, right? So if you're a tent and you have an intention, ion is the way, you have an intent, ion, intention. So in your tent, your mind, your body, your heart, whatever, in your tent, your temple, you have an intention, ion, to walk this way or walk that way. And so you walk, first it has to be in your mind, I have an intent. And then you start taking steps towards that intention. And then it starts to manifest in the material. Because why? This whole earth was made for you. Whether it's art, music, whatever, inventions, invent. I can do a new invention every day. I did that. I started to do a video on that. I was going to do 30 inventions for 30 days. It's easy. I don't know why it's easy. It just is. First you see a need, okay? I could invent something right now. So let's say you're the shower, okay? How can you make your shower experience better? Well, you could actually put, as the water is coming out of the faucet, you could have it running a generator, and actually you could have it running some gears to tell you how many minutes you've been in the shower for 5 minutes. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes, get out. You could have it have like a little clock on as the water's turning. It knows the gallons per minute. You've used 5 gallons, 10 gallons, 15 gallons, 20 gallons, 30 gallons, 40 gallons. You could actually have a readout, not just a 2.5. You could actually have a readout in your shower, you know. A wireless one, too, if you have the internet. There's all kinds of things you could improve upon, you know. You can invent something every day. You actually do. You're always thinking of better ways to do stuff, or at least you should be. More efficient, you know. You used to fold clothes this way, now you fold them this way. You used to clean this way. You used to come in the house and just walk, instead of taking your shoes off at the door, you dirty up the house, you know. I'm just talking now. Because the vent, the event is the spiritual vent, E is spirit. It vents through you out to the natural. You're like a portal for the spiritual. That's why the ship has a port side and a starboard side. A starboard side and a port side. The starboard side of your body ship is to the stars. Your name is written in the stars. And so the port side is the portal to speak it down here in the earth plane. It's really easy once you... I mean, it took me a long time. But once you see it, it's like, oh. Been here my whole life. I had to go through all these cycles and repeats and trouble and pain just to see it. It's real.